Matthew is covering quite a territory today. He's all the way out in Whitney and Barry's Bay this morning and then this evening in Beechburg. So I'm glad we have a nice sunny day and dry roads for our priest to drive on. But it's good to be with you. What kind of riches do you have the greatest appetite for in life? On occasion in the past, I know I have flippantly said in front of friends, God, test me with $1 million. Try me out and see if I can handle it. Jumping from the flippant to the serious, I'm not sure how I would handle it. At down times, when pressures and responsibilities and circumstances in life feel absolutely overwhelming, money and power can look like very attractive saviors. The world does and always has lured people into craving what it has to offer. Material wealth, power, prestige, bodily pleasures. Our readings today are giving us a warning. Beware of where your deepest desires and hungers and cravings lie, because that's where your true treasure will also be. The goal of today's lessons and liturgy is for us to desire, to hunger, to crave for the eternal things of God in Christ above absolutely everything else. In the gospel today, Jesus spoke to the people and he healed their sick. His fame as a teacher and as a healer became so widespread that people came from all over the place to hear him and to be healed by him. They were not disappointed. We read that power came forth out of him and healed all of them. Wow. Jesus' heart always went out to those who were suffering on a very personal, on a very individual level. This teaches us something about our calling as disciples of Christ to cultivate in our lives a deep compassion for all people that culminates in our becoming a healing presence to everybody in the world around us. This healing always has to be kept in its proper perspective. The healing we hear Jesus perform in the gospel lesson today was temporal and it was temporary. It was not meant to last forever. None of those people he healed on that day are still with us on the earth today. They might have been healed of various ailments and afflictions on that day, but you can be absolutely certain that at some point in time, they died of some other disease or accident or violence or old age or whatever, because Jesus' greatest act of healing was yet to come on the hill of Calvary. On the cross, Jesus would provide a healing that goes beyond twisted limbs and pain-racked bodies. By his cross and open tomb, he has revealed and he has opened up the way to a healing that goes beyond time into eternity. The healing of our separation from each other and our separation from God. A reconciliation and unity and union that takes us with all of creation and with all people into the incredible riches and joy of the eternal and the everlasting God who is pure love. In what is your life really being invested today? As we heard from Paul in his first letter to the Corinthians, if for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people the most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. One of the lessons our readings today are teaching us is that the deepest healing that Jesus offers to people is the healing of our old hungers by giving us a brand new set of hungers. Hunger for God's kingdom, for God's word, for God's spirit, for God's truth and justice and love and presence. In Jesus, we're given the conquest of cheap desires, the victory over satisfaction with passing joys and the joy of eternal life in the spirit of the living God. As the prophet Jeremiah put it, blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. It is a blessing to come to the realization that there must be more to life than a freezer full of meat, a well-stocked pantry, two cars in the garage, and a good time on Saturday night. It's a blessing to be brought up short one day with a sober realization that life is passing you by and to ask the question, is this all that there is? It's a blessing, that is, if this question drives us to a serious search of the basic realities of life, hunger for a good and a gracious God who gives meaning and purpose, hunger for a Savior who can offer forgiveness and abundant life, hunger for the Spirit of God who fills us with joy and a fullness that can never be diminished, even if your physical health and your material wealth one day disappear. God assures us that this kind of hunger is divinely pleasing, and no void will be left where this kind of hunger really exists. It is a spiritual hunger that will always be satisfied by the Holy Spirit of God. And it's a hunger that will lead to wholeness for all people and for all creation. As we heed the woes and hunger for the blessings of our Lord's teaching, may God's grace fill every single one of us with a holy hunger that leads to our becoming like trees planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due season with leaves that do not wither, so that everything we do shall prosper. Amen.